Welcome back to In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of academia.edu, and today I'm excited to share some fascinating research from Ruku Iansun. We're diving into a paper with a powerful title, Te Pautama Aura Framework, Wakapapa Autophagy, Metabolizing Relational and Genealogical Wounding. Phew, that's a mouthful, right? But don't worry, we're going to unpack it together so it actually means something to you and your everyday life. As always, just a quick reminder, I'm here to neutrally present and explore this research, not to endorse, validate, or challenge it. Academic research is, after all, just one way of looking at the world. It offers a lens, not absolute truth. So let's have a look at this lens, shall we? So what's the core question or problem this paper tackles? At its heart, Ruku Iansun is looking at this massive question. How do people, especially Maori, process the kind of pain, dysfunction, and trauma that doesn't start with them, but comes down through family lines? Why do old wounds seem to echo across generations? And crucially, is there a process for finally clearing or metabolizing these inherited burdens so people can chart their own course? That's a big question, and honestly, it's so universal. Even if you're not Maori, the concept of family patterns and cycles probably rings true, right? Why does this matter? Because, well, carrying stuff that isn't truly ours, think emotional baggage or unhealthy family roles, can shape our sense of self, our mental health, even our physical well-being. Sometimes we end up holding stories, anger, shame, or obligations that, well, really come from parents, grandparents, or events way before we were even born. For the Maori community, the disruption of Wakapapa, which goes way beyond just genealogy, by the way, is not just a private family issue. It's about community, culture, identity, and the ongoing legacy of colonization. Okay, so what's actually new or interesting in this paper? Iansun introduces Wakapapa Autophagy, which is the first foundational step in a bigger Maori wellness model, the Te Pautama Aura Framework, which actually has 9 dimensions. But to do any healing at all, this dimension, Wakapapa Autophagy, asks us to recognize, process, and let go of patterns and pain that don't belong to us. The paper draws on all sorts of disciplines, epigenetics, systems theory, Maori cosmology, clinical psychology, and builds this 4-phase healing process. That might sound a little abstract, but think about it like this. You inherited a family recipe, but some ingredients make you sick. Do you keep cooking with them or figure out which ones you can safely leave out? That's the metaphor, basically. The old patterns might have been passed down, but you get to choose which ones continue. Now, there's this emphasis on, let me get the words right, recognition, reclamation, restoration. Recognition is about actually seeing what's gone wrong in the family system, and crucially, refusing misplaced shame. Reclamation is about taking back the authority to decide which roles you accept and which you release. And I must point out, this can involve a lot of anger, but anger isn't always destructive. It's clarifying. You see what needs to change, and then restoration. This is about building new, healthier ways of relating that maybe nobody in the lineage has ever had before, repairing the web, rebuilding connection on your own terms. What's fascinating to me is how the process is described. It's not about simply venting. Catharsis isn't the real goal. You need to digest the pattern, understand it, and then, through real behavioral change, prevent it from running your life automatically. The paper lays out practical phases, mapping out your family roles and patterns, sitting with the discomfort, processing the grief or guilt, extracting wisdom, and then, finally, releasing what doesn't serve. There's even a 9-cycle workbook for doing this work, month by month. That's tangible, right? But, and here comes my digression, all this talk of cycles makes me think about sourdough bread. You know how you have to keep feeding and discarding, and sometimes you end up with, I don't know, strange new flavors that weren't in the original dough. Maybe healing is kind of like that. You keep what helps the dough rise, let go of what sours it beyond recovery. Anyway, that's me going off on a tangent again. Importantly, Iansun grounds all of this in the lived reality of colonial history. The wounds aren't just family issues, they're tied to land loss, disrupted community, stolen culture. So for clinicians working with Maori, or anyone reflecting on family wounds, the message is, if you don't address the big systemic roots, you might miss why the hurt keeps repeating. But, again, I'm presenting this without taking sides here. Wrapping up, what can you, the listener, take from this? Well, perhaps just the reminder that family patterns, even difficult ones, aren't your fault. The inheritance isn't destiny. There's always possibility to choose, reflect, metabolize, and maybe, just maybe, give the next generation a different foundation. And you don't have to do it all alone. Whether it's with support people, clinical guides, or good friends, this kind of work is possible, step by step. Hope you found this as intriguing as I did. Remember, academic research is an ongoing conversation, not a rulebook. Thanks for listening to In Depth with Academia. Catch you next time.